USA Radio News with Robin Walensky.
We're poised to come back very, very fast, but we have to get rid of this.
President Trump at the White House Corona Daily Briefing trying to remain optimistic that the U.S. economy will come roaring back after we get through the coronavirus pandemic.
We will get rid of the virus, and hopefully it'll be sooner, far sooner rather than later.
Now, the president telling reporters the data shows many people who've come down with the virus showing improvement. As for the latest coronavirus numbers, here in the U.S., so far, more than 11,000 people infected. More than 150 people have passed away. In other news, Florida Governor Republican Ron DeSantis warning spring breakers.
The party's over in Florida. You're not going to be able to congregate on any beach in the state.
And on Wall Street, the Dow gaining 188 points. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're thinking about life insurance from low-cost term to business or estate coverage or perhaps a small policy to cover your final expenses, why spend more than you have to? Hi, I'm John David Wells from the Wells Report. Since 1986, AccuQuote has helped hundreds of thousands of folks save a fortune on their life insurance by quickly comparing the rates, features, and financial strength of dozens of top-rated life insurance products right over the phone. Want some examples? A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy a $500,000 10-year level term policy for less than $45 a month. Oh, you say you're 60? No problem. Under $120 a month. 20 or 30-year terms, even permanent plans are available. Okay, so you might have some health problems, huh? Lots of us do, but the experts at AccuQuote will still work with you to find the best affordable policy. To find out how much you can save, call AccuQuote today, 877-439-8830. That's 877-439-8830. 877-439-8830. AccuQuote. Call them today.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
More now on the coronavirus from the White House point person on all the latest medical data, Dr. Deborah Birx, the White House Coronavirus Response Coordinator, speaking at the White House Daily Briefing. She's also a guest on Special Report with Brett Baer on Fox News and is asked whether she trusts the information coming out of China.
If you watch the trend lines over time and you watch them as you line them up with South Korea, they're very similar. So at this point, at this moment, we would believe those data. I think everyone's still concerned about why we weren't alerted earlier.
And as for containing the spread of coronavirus, Dr. Birx says,
we know what to do now to stop the spread of the virus. I think, are we as an American people, as a community of individuals who care for each other, willing to make those personal sacrifices to change this course of the virus so it's not 25 million infected, it's not 5 million infected, but maybe 50,000 to 150,000 infected.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and auto pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
Gas prices here in the U.S., super cheap, USA Radio's Chris Barnes reports.
Many U.S. states have average gasoline prices of $2 or less a gallon now for regular. A Kentucky station, the first in the nation to offer a gallon of gas for under a dollar in decades. The BP station in London, Kentucky, lowering its price to 99 cents a gallon, but it sold out so quickly it hasn't been selling gas again for several days. This is because of a price war between Russia and Saudi Arabia, as combined with lower demand for gasoline in the United States and China and many other locations because of the coronavirus. The price war is great for American consumers, though it could be devastating for U.S. oil companies and their employees.
Restaurants across the country busy adapting to delivery and takeout as the coronavirus pandemic continues. USA Radio's Tim Berg reports.
Most restaurants are now only allowed curbside pickup or to-go orders. Forrest Hidgen is the owner of Gumby's Pizza in San Marcos, Texas. He tells Fox News what he's doing to stay afloat during these tough times.
We've gone to contact-free delivery where you can place an order online, pay online, and we deliver it without ever even having contact with your customer. We've just tried to adapt to be different. I think there's some great leadership here at the state of Texas. Governor Abbott released some great changes, and it's going to allow us to actually start delivering alcohol. We're trying to adapt daily. It's a new thing for us. Every morning we wake up, we're just doing the best to try and keep as many of my employees working.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.